Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today we have a very interesting topic for you. A topic most of you have been waiting for. A man with many talents, Winston Churchill. A few guests are here to help with this discussion. Welcome, gentlemen. Here we have Professor Mundell, philologist and language expert.
Greetings.
Professor Collins, historian specialized in the 20th century.
Good morning.
And our final guest, someone you will not believe is here. Someone who knows better than anyone else about Churchill's life. His grandson, Spencer Churchill.
I'm glad I can help.
Would you like to introduce today's program, Professor Mundell?
Why, thank you. Winston Churchill was a strong man, and he was an excellent orator. He managed to boost national morale by giving many stirring speeches to the British population. But in my opinion, he was most of all a fighter. He never gave up, fighting for freedom and for his flag. Some people even say that he has become Great Britain's symbol.
Some of us forget the fact that he was an inspirational statesman, a writer, a military expert, an orator, and the leader who led Britain to victory in the Second World War. He actually served as Conservative Prime Minister twice, from 1940 to 1945 and from 1951 to 1955.
This time working in political situation made him develop a certain expertise in negotiations and speeches as well.
Would you say he saved England?
In a way, yes. He led England to victory by helping them conquer their fears with emotional support, mainly. What's most interesting is that he did it giving speeches.
We shall never surrender.
Although he did in the early days of World War I make the fateful decision to attack Turkey on its northwest coast. The long battle involved 1 million men on both sides, but nearly one half of them became casualties. The failed decision brought humiliation of the British. Churchill was excluded from the war council and the administration of the war as well.
But did they actually win the battle?
Churchill evacuated the last Allied troops in early 1916, but this disaster left a horrible image in his career forever. Most people don't know much about this incident.
Now let's move on and talk about his famous speeches. Spencer, did your grandfather spend much time writing his speeches? Was he always inspired?
My mother told me that she always saw him working in his office for long hours, even missing dinner. He didn't have any time left for his family. Both his parents were politicians, and during his early years, he had been educated wisely, opening his mind to the political society. He also developed his language expertise with the help of his parents, which actually encouraged him to write his speeches.
One of the most famous speeches is the Iron Curtain one, which metaphorically talked about the division between the Western powers and the area controlled by the Soviet Union.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent.
He was a talented and creative man. He also liked to paint.
Yes, some people say that he used to go to museums to get inspiration, as he was a great painter. His favorite art museum was London National Gallery, wasn't it?
Yes, in fact, he used to go there with my mother. Actually, when I was a child, I remember going there with her at least once a year.
So Churchill was actually very interested in art, as I can see.
Art was a considerable part of his life. Churchill was himself an excellent painter and painted over 500 pictures, which is quite amazing. He actually started really focusing on art after he resigned from the government in 1945.
Winston Churchill gained enormous attraction and respect thanks to British media. The British population were constantly aware of his actions, making him practically a British celebrity.
What was Churchill's strategy to defeat the German planes?
Winston Churchill was a military expert, but because of his age, he wasn't able to fight physically. Instead, he gave advice to the Royal Air Force and encouraged them not only to do their work as soldiers, but to defend their home, England. This is a great example of how he used words and the English language to fight in war.
My grandfather also hoped to join the Americans in building a post-war order that limited Stalin's ability to dominate European affairs. He fought on many fronts, including South Europe, to invade Sicily.
Sadly, Churchill wasn't perfect. He too made many mistakes. Few people know this, but Churchill had no concern about Australia's fate when Japan's conquering armies threatened Australia. He said that Australia was protected by the military, but we later found out that it was all a lie. This was not that much of a surprise because he had already betrayed Australia to the Japanese.
What other things did Winston Churchill accomplish in his life?
Winston Churchill was a nominee for the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1946, 1948, 1949, and 1950, until he eventually won the prize in 1953.
But I remember my father told me that he had the speech impediment causing him trouble to pronounce the letter S.
Yes, but he won for his mastery of historical and biographical description, as well as for his brilliant oratory in defending exalted human values. But the truth is that his speeches were so inspiring and motivational that his little impediment had never been noticed. Only experts on Churchill's life know about it.
Sadly, we are running out of time, but today's topic was interesting and complete, with great arguments from our guests. Thank you for your participation. Any last words?
It was a great pleasure meeting you all.
Great way to revive my grandfather's memories.
I'm very glad I had the opportunity to contribute to this program.
Thank you all for listening to us until now. I hope you had a wonderful time. You can find more interviews on our official website, www.radiolfb.net.